And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration is closing every loophole that allows men to invade women's spaces, and that includes foreign athletes trying to game the system. This week, U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services will block male international athletes from entering the country to compete against women, building on Trump's executive order keeping men out of women's sports. Albertsons Grocery Stores, which owns Safeway and Vons, continues forcing store managers to let men into women's bathrooms under their transgender discrimination policy. A new consumer's research report reveals the company explicitly prohibits managers from requiring biological males to use facilities matching their actual sex. While the president closes federal loopholes, private companies like Albertsons keep women and girls vulnerable in the name of ideology. And speaking of woke corporate disasters, Jaguar CEO Adrian Mardell is stepping down after 3 decades with the company, just months after their infamous Copy Nothing rebrand went viral for all the wrong reasons. I don't know if you remember the bizarre commercial, but Elon Musk was reported saying, do you sell cars? That pretty much hits the nail on the head. The woke media machine is finally crumbling as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has announced that it is shutting down after losing over $1 billion in federal funding. Patricia Harrison, the president of the CPB, lamented the difficult reality of closing our operations despite extraordinary efforts from supporters. What she won't admit is that Americans are tired of funding leftist propaganda with their tax dollars. If PBS and NPR can't survive without government subsidies, maybe their programming isn't as vital as they claimed. The University of Michigan is under federal investigation for taking $270 million from 38 foreign countries over the past decade, including funds they failed to report to the government. And the timing of this couldn't be worse. Chinese nationals recently smuggled dangerous biological materials into the University of Michigan labs, prompting the university to quietly close its joint research institute with Shanghai University. Over $86 million in foreign funding disclosures were submitted late. President Trump's trade diplomacy is already paying dividends as the European Union agreed to suspend retaliatory tariffs for 6 months while finalizing a massive trade deal. That follows Trump's executive order setting 15% tariffs on most EU goods, proving negotiating from strength actually does work. Finally, a disturbing glimpse into our cultural rot. A Florida college student is on trial for killing her newborn baby. And if that isn't enough, she previously texted that murder was her favorite form of birth control. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.